Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. Thanks for listening. This is number two of our series. We're in the discovery section of our lessons, and we might call this episode the testosterone episode because we're going to talk about some tough people, the Vikings. So let's get started. America was completely unknown to Europeans until the 1400s. They had absolutely no clue, no idea whatsoever that there was a whole continent between the western shores of Europe and the eastern shores of Asia. They basically thought there was nothing but water between Spain and Japan. And sure, there have been vague stories or legends of people who came to America a long time ago, like the Arabs, the Irish. Hey, that's me, the Irish. But we're humble. We didn't tell people about it. And there were others who came by way of the Atlantic Ocean, or at least that's what the legends say. Now, there were other legends that the Chinese crossed the Aleutian Islands 1,000 years before Columbus. Now, I have no idea these things happened or not. There's no evidence that I've ever seen to prove them. So I'm just letting you know, just so you know, these are legends and you should know what people are saying. Now, but the first real historical evidence that Europeans visited America is found in three Icelandic manuscripts written about 200 years before Columbus. And they contain accounts of the founding of a colony in Greenland in 986 by a Norwegian named Eric the Red. That's a cool name. Now, before we tell his story, we're going to talk about the character of Eric's people. Now, these people lived in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, and they're known as the Northmen, or my favorite title, the Vikings. You hear the feel the testosterone when you say that word, Vikings. They were the most brave and adventurous sailors of the time, and they sailed in their ships, which were made of longboats propelled with oars and sails. They sailed to faraway places like Constantinople, and they did this with oars. That's got to be a rough trip. They even plowed their way through Arctic waters to the White Sea and Baffin's Bay. Imagine doing that with oars going through ice. So they were a brave people. Now, they settled Iceland in 874. Then in 986, they founded a colony on the southwestern coast of Greenland. Now, this colony lasted about 400 years till the 1400s. And some of the ruins include stone bridges and churches, and many of them are still there today. I'd love to get up to Greenland to see them. Now, one day, Vikings sailing to Greenland from Iceland were driven off course, and on this unplanned detour, they saw the coast of Labrador in Newfoundland, and the crew reported back their findings. So, the son of Eric the Red, Leif, with 35 men, sailed from Greenland to explore the area that their buddies had told him about, and he made several stops, and the last place he stopped, he named Vinland, or Vineland, because he saw so many wild grapes growing there. I would have loved to have seen that. Now, this place might have been, it just might have been Massachusetts Bay. We're not too sure. Now, over the next 12 years, many voyages were made to Vinland, and the main reason was to bring timber back to Greenland because they didn't have a whole lot of timber in Greenland. There was one explorer who wanted to settle Vinland. His name was, you ready for this name? Thorfinn Karlsevne. Man, I love that name. Somebody please name their kid Thorfinn. We got to revive that name. Now, Thorfinn took 160 men and three ships, along with some cattle. By the way, I bet you nobody would pick on Thorfinn in school. He'd be the toughest kid in school. Well, anyways, Thorfinn took his 160 men in three ships, and he sailed with some cattle with the goal of establishing a colony in Vinland. But it ended in total disaster. The natives killed many of Thorfinn's men and gave the settlers so much trouble that after 3 years, they just gave up and left. Now, there are a lot of tough people in the world, but remember, there's always someone tougher from time to time. Now, Icelandic chronicles about these events are clearly the work of eyewitnesses. They describe the Indians very accurately along with their methods of trading and fighting, and they make reference to animals, plants, and fish that are peculiar to that region. These writings don't mention other attempts at founding a colony, but it seems to indicate further trips were made to the area for timber. And as far as I can tell, the Vikings never settled south of the Davis Strait. Now, the Europeans didn't know, they knew very little about these Viking voyages, and it seems they were even forgotten in Iceland by the Vikings themselves. People in Europe didn't have enough knowledge at that time to take an interest in faraway places across unknown and uncharted seas. The Icelandic chronicles were probably even unknown to Columbus. He probably never read them. So if the Vikings didn't encourage the Europeans to head west, what did? And why did the discoveries, which begin in 1492, become permanent where previous ones weren't? We'll take up those lessons in our next audios. This is Dan Sheridan. I gotta run. Remember, until next time, be good to one another, because we're in this together.